Friends, the tens on duty today are the Spain 10, Toronto 10 number 2, Brazil, São Paulo, Kaliningrad, Petah Tikva 10 number 20, and Netanya. We will read the first excerpt from Baal Sulam, Shamati 225. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must suckle from one's environment. And one has no other counsel except through much work and Torah. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, one saves time and effort, since one is drawn according to one's environment. Again. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must suckle from one's environment. And one has no other counsel except much work and Torah. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, one saves time and effort, since one is drawn according to one's environment. Workshop question. How does the choice of environment help us save time and exertion, time and efforts? Again, how does the choice of environment help us save time and effort?
כל ההתקדמות הרוחנית שלנו, כל צעד קדימה זה רק בבחירת הסביבה.
Every step in our spiritual progress is only in choosing the environment and seeing the friends, the ten, as greater. Investing in the ten and doing whatever possible to increase this greatness.
The environment is our source of advancement. In the environment we build ourselves. That's why choosing proper, stronger environment will help us advance towards the goal much faster in a simpler way.
Not only it gives us time, it's the only way that we can make effort. By the environment, inside the environment.
Time
means states that come and go, and exertion is what refers to one who has the goal of attaining the Creator and the connection between us, and for that you need an environment. Otherwise, you cannot go through all the states we have to go through without supporting each other and ask the Creator to help us. So that's what the environment gives us.
The influence of the environment, how to relate to the states, how to tie, how to relate the Creator to reality, how to want to change, all these things are what the environment influences us with. And if it does, then the more you choose an environment where the quality of bestowal is more important than reception, the deeper you go into this environment, meaning let it influence you, the faster you advance.
an environment where there is envy, well, you can use that to advance. And this saves a lot of effort. When I see examples from the friends, I want to be like them. And so we advance.
בחירת הסביבה זה אומר לבנות סביבה.
Choosing the environment, meaning building an environment, and making sure to develop and nurture it all the time. It's not that it just exists there, standing by without me doing anything. We all have to build it together.
Indeed. And so the matter of examples and acting towards the environment, demanding more, initiating things to try to connect more, to strengthen the framework of connection between us, that helps us save time, because those things could have come by as suffering, but now it comes by through choosing a greater environment.
Yeah, suffering doesn't advance. It only advances you to strengthen the environment, because that's a true device for transformation.
By having to choose an environment, the environment, each time, each moment anew, and having to connect to it again and again, all the time. That allows us to advance in a much more rapid pace, and to also not wait for things to just drop on us, as Alex said. It's an environment where the friends are giving an example and constantly pulling forward towards the goal, bestowing contentment to the Creator. That generates a different quality of advancement in our work.
Yeah, what does it mean to choose it all the time? You're in an environment. Choosing it meaning what environment will influence me the most, what environment will change me the most.
Yes, also in building the environment, we have to do that constantly. It's not that you exchange one environment for another. You keep simply magnifying the friends, appreciating them more, and this saves you time and effort.
Yeah, to see the greatness and importance of the friends is possible only by making them greater and appreciating them by our effort.
Yes, and also to truly look at each friend through what qualities do I look at my friends in the ten. I can see many things, but I choose to see only their virtues and their investment in the society and their good qualities relevant to the path, relative to the path. And that's what I want my environment to be.
Yeah, my environment is not just the physical bodies where I put my body, where I go, but it's my inner attitude. How do I relate to the friends? What do I choose to feel? What do I choose to transcend? What's important about the friends?
Excerpt number 2 by the Rabash. When we say a holy congregation, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. At least 10 people must be present, and then it is possible to say Kedusha, or a specific part of the Jewish prayer at the service. The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, divinity dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. When saying a holy congregation, we are referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. At least 10 people must be present. And then it is possible to say Kedusha at the service. And the Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, divinity dwells. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of divinity. Toronto, please.
And now, friends, a question for a silent workshop. What is holiness in the 10? I repeat, what is holiness in the 10?
O nafshi min mavet ki chilas nafshi O nafshi min mavet eteni Thank you.